Hi there. We are Charles and Eileen, the French-Swedish artist and husband and wife duo behind this show.
Since going full-time for our art, we've had to deal with endless questions such as, when will you get a real job? And instead of letting it break us down, we've used the energy as motivation to share the real story behind artistry and creative entrepreneurship. Because we are absolutely certain that we're not alone in having to deal with similar judgments, and we want more of you to feel confident in the realness of your creativity.
Along with personal episodes of our artistic journey as a fiber artist, we also share interviews with other professionals in their creative field.
So if you are a full-time artist or creator, or you just feel that you have an increasing urge to turn your passion into your living, then this show is for you. And if you're a frequent listener, then don't forget to hit that subscribe button and give us a review. Are you on the look for a new creative project? Or perhaps an artistic alternative for meditation? Then our online masterclasses on charlesandellenacademy.com on modern hand embroidery are perfect for you. Embroidery isn't just a regular art form. Rather, each stitch becomes a meditative movement. In fact, studies show that 20 minutes of embroidery lowers your blood pressure and reduces stress significantly. Embroidery is no longer just a grandma's craft, but rather a contemporary art form on the way up on the fine art ladder. In two of our courses, we offer unique and modern architectural designs. One focuses on the graphic and perspective, whereas the other goes in depth on thread painting techniques, teaching you more about how you can create depth and realism simply by changing the direction of your stitches. The third course on charltonellenacademy.com are for all fashion lovers who can't find the designs that they look for, or who are aware of the environment and want to reduce their consumption. Our masterclass on embroidery on clothes shows you how you can create your own designs on any garment in your wardrobe by walking you through 6 unique projects as examples. The course also includes 24 mini patch patterns if you need some practice just to get started. So head over to charlesandellenacademy.com and get started stitching today. Now, your episode. Welcome to episode 44. Charles. If I am right now sitting here thinking that I want to go out and travel and build a business and work nomadically, what is the first thing that you would advise me?
That's a good question. I think the first thing I will see for myself is financially, if I have enough money to travel a couple months and to have a business plan, which means, is my business will make me some money during my travel.
So in other words, to just plan a little bit ahead. What if I feel that just this whole planning process just makes me procrastinate and makes me just scared of actually doing it, so I end up pushing it forward? Shouldn't I just, you know, quit my job and just go and figure it out as I go?
It depends on the character, I think, because if you quit your job, which is a big risk, but brave you, it's nice, it can push you in the good way and think, oh, now this is my only income, so I have to move my ass and do like the maximum to do it. But in reality, it doesn't always happen. I think you can still procrastinate even if you are at risk. It happens to some person. I would advise, if I advise, it depends of your character, but try to play it safe. Try to see if it all, like, let's say you have a job and in the side you are doing something that you love and you want to build it as a business. Try to see if it already brings you something, at least on the side financially, and see, okay, maybe I can scale this to make it a 100%. And then you can start to think about it.
So if we just take a few steps back now we just jumped into this because I wanted to kickstart this conversation and you guys might figure out what we are going to talk about. It's focused on nomadic living as well as working and just really how to get started, how to move your ass. And from our experience, I mean, you don't have to have everything figured out. We did not have a plan when we started out, which is why we're advising you to do. Because we know now that we would have, well, first of all, wasted way less money if we had had a plan. We wasted a lot. Moreover, waste in the sense of just anxiety and stress out for what's going to happen. Now, Charles and I, we are characters and we have the personalities where when we get a bit of pressure, we move our ass, like we get stuff done. And when we don't have that, we're comfortable, maybe less things will happen. But again, this is something that is so, so personal. So something that I also talk about in the book that I'm still writing and which is coming up, Get a Real Job, is this idea of why do you want to do it? Is it to prove something to yourself, or do you genuinely feel that you want to turn your life over and actually build a business that is not for the money? So that is something that I think we should also bring up. Yes, you need money to live. It's essential. But how much do you really need? So break it down. You need for housing. You need for food. If you're going to be traveling, you need to account for transport. And all of these small additional costs, like add a few hundred euros to that, because going to the airport or the train and you might get hungry. And traveling is already going to cost more money in terms of unexpected events. So that's something that we also figured out being on the road for the whole last year, that even if we had somewhat of an idea of a budget, like, okay, this is how much the Airbnb or this hostel or whatever, like we were mostly renting more vacation apartments, not through Airbnb, but what we found through different websites. We knew the housing cost. But what we did not realize was all the transportation and food costs that just ended up being kind of unexpected, because when you're in a place you don't know, and you are in a discovery mode and also not really maybe sure of how much things actually cost, that's where it threw us off a little bit. But having that said, you figure out why you want to do it, and to realize that it's most likely an investment in building a lifestyle. So this is something that, for example, Lewis House, he's an expert in this. He talks about that he turned into a lifestyle entrepreneur. Now, I'm not saying that I want to become a lifestyle entrepreneur or anything like that. I mean, working with your art or anything online in a creative way, but do it in a way that you feel that this is the kind of life you want.
I want to bounce on what you said. And financially speaking, actually, before I was kind of a risk taker, like people will tell me, yeah, you get to get some savings and things like this, like try to save your ass. And actually, I'm coming to the point where there is a part of right here. I agree that taking risk and going to the adventure is nice, but at a certain level, because if you go, let's say, you decide to travel and maybe make something about your art. If you plan to live 6 months with a certain amount of money and you don't make money at all during the 6 months, you're actually back to zero or even worse. Maybe you will have to go back to a worse job. So you really have to think about this, that you can take risk, but don't take too much that it will become that you will have a worse lifestyle after. It's very important. And I will think, like, now that we experience this nomadic lifestyle and what we could make better and everything, you were talking about transportation and everything. So I think the first thing I will think is, don't think about taking only cheap stuff, such as if you want to travel in good condition, take a company you like. Try to find an apartment that is not the cheapest, because actually if you take the cheapest, which means maybe not the best quality, you might not feel so great. That's what actually happened in Lisbon, and we were not feeling home, and then it was a lot of things actually that was making us feel shit, and we will not be proactive and we will not work really well. So actually the investment of having something cheaper became something much more expensive, and that was not a good move. So we were spending our time in restaurants and cafes that cost quite a lot in the end, even if Lisbon was a cheaper place. That's why we went there. So don't do this mistake of looking for somewhere cheaper. I think even if you look for somewhere that is actually a bit more expensive, could make you think more of how you spend your money.
Absolutely. I am certain that if we had actually been a bit more mature in our mindset when traveling to Lisbon and actually put a bit more budget into our housing, I'm absolutely sure that we wouldn't feel as stuck in the same way, because every morning we would wake up, okay, where can we go? And in a way, traveling, when you want to build a business. So we are talking here about creative business with focus on artistry. It's amazing to get inspiration. All right, bring your notebook. You're going to meet people that you would never have met. You're also going to see places and things and just external stimulus that you would never be exposed to if you were staying at home. So the thing of traveling, just booking that ticket, you've already won something because you're moving your ass. But the whole point that we're trying to make here and what you were bouncing off also, Charles, there is just what is the plan with it? What are you making out of that? Because the travel is amazing if, yeah, you collect inspiration and all of that, you've got your notebook, you write it down, you meet these people, but how are you turning that into your benefit? This is where the whole concept of looking at it as an investment in yourself, in experiences and stories that you are able to tell through your art afterwards, that you are able to communicate in various ways, whether you're a writer, whether you are a podcaster, whether you are a visual artist, painter, drawing, illustrator, embroidery, whatever, you name it, sculpture maybe like Ian, whatever. When you create art, well, it's some sort of reflection of you and it comes from somewhere. And the more you are out moving around, meeting people and exposing yourself to uncomfort and new things, of course, you're going to build up that bank of stories to tell. So this is something that is incredible. But there comes a point, which I think is also a little bit what happened to us in Lisbon in the sense that we had been traveling for about a year. Before that, we lived in a tiny, tiny studio in Paris, and I was still a student at university. Charles was closing his company. We were running left and right, and I mean, we would spend 2 hours just doing laundry because we had to go to the washing machine. So there was all this unexpected waste of time as well that we just had no control over. We had the tiniest fridge, so we had to do groceries every single day, which both cost more money and is very time consuming. Now we're doing weekly shopping. We're like really countryside people, but it's saving us a ton in every single way. Anyway, the point here is really that there's a time for everything. And that I think that towards the end of last year, living in Lisbon, and we were in this mindset, okay, let's just go somewhere where it's less expensive so that we can try to use that money and invest into our business, into softwares, into I don't know what, like building our marketing and all of that thing, when in fact, that's not all investments there is. It's also an investment, like Charles said, into a good working space, into a good housing, into good food, into taking care of yourself. Buying a gym card for yourself is not waste. It's actually an investment in you feeling better, which makes you able to produce better, which makes you able to be more proactive, more concentrated. I mean, this experience has completely shifted my view of what is an investment and what is not. So if you look at your travel as an investment in building this whole story bank and starting your business, that's why you should have a plan for how you're going to use that afterwards. And also maybe have an idea of a place or a time or just anything where you are able to sit down and start to take action. And that's what happened when we finally made the move into this house that we are renting right now in the south of Sweden, where we do our weekly shopping and we essentially spend our days inside this house. We have a big space, but for the first time, all of the experiences and stories that we have built up through the past 2 years, they're just flowing out. They're flowing out through our hands. They're flowing out through our mouth in this podcast. They are flowing out in text in just every single way. We are in such a productive state right now and phase, which is an amazing feeling. And that's why we really want to just share this experience that travel is amazing. But why do you do it?
Yeah, and I think there is something very important to be a digital nomad. That's how we call it. Or to be a worker and traveler in the same time does not mean you are a tourist. Because if you are a tourist means what it means. To be a tourist, you visit, you consume. But if you start to, I don't know, it's very tempting. You travel, you say like, okay, that's my first day. I'm traveling there to start my digital nomad life. And then you arrive there that's tempting. You want to visit the place, you want to do this and that, and then you want to discover and everything, and then you become a tourist. Nothing wrong about that. But if you actually want to be a digital nomad, if you start to travel, it's to work. So you have to be sure that, and to realize that if you go there, it's not for being a tourist every day. It's actually to have the same kind of life you have, but somewhere else. And then if you start to make yourself a schedule, I will say in the ideal plan, will say, okay, my weekend, I will spend it to visit the place I am living right now. And then the week I'm working. This is super important because I think you have a lot of people, unfortunately, who start to travel and get overwhelmed by this tourist mindset where, oh, I want to visit and party and there and all. And then they become addicted to it and live on the edge all the time.
Not just that. I mean, as I said before, and like you said too, I mean, being on the road, you're going to meet people. You're most likely going to meet super fun people, super cool people, like exciting people that you just want to hang out with, spend all day talking, hours and hours at a cafe. It's fine. Yeah, it's amazing, but not every single day, because when are you going to write that book which your new friend gave you the idea? Or when are you going to create that thing that you felt inspired by from having a conversation with a fisherman who's been living there in this village for 40 years and telling the story of this fish? I mean, it's at some point, it's like maybe finding a way to alternate.
Yeah, to alternate and also to know your ambition. If your ambition is to, I don't know, to have just enough to live and to enjoy time with friends and everything, that's fine. But right now for us, so we, it's our podcast, so we talk for also what we want. We have an ambition where we want to have enough income to have our dreams, such as having a house, having a family, travel as we want and everything. And we know that realistically it requires enough money. So if you are serious with your business in terms of you want to scale it and you have ambition either like financially but also artistically, and you want to, I don't know, like do something meaningful and important, you really have to work hard.
So again, we come back to this why. Because it's all independent. It's all up to each person. It's the same thing. We talked in another episode about who is your client? Identifying who is your client. It's relative or relevant also to your ambition. Are you someone, do you want your art to be in every person's home? Or do you want it to be in the luxurious few? That was going to affect the price points that you're going to put. It's also going to affect the time and energy and effort and concept and everything and the story that you put into your art as well. Do you want to be, well, traveling everywhere and having that social life? Or do you want to build, let's say, a foundation and the dream house and the, I don't know, dream car? That's now, maybe that's just material stuff, but more in the sense of just financial freedom that you can actually take a day off or two or three to spend time with family, which is really our main goal. We couldn't care less about material stuff, let's be honest. We really couldn't care less. We just want to be able to buy our house in a big space and to just have the freedom to sometimes take days off. Because let's be honest, starting a business, building a business, there's not going to be that much time when you feel, okay, let's just take a chill pill for a week and just do nothing. No, it's going to be a lot of work, but it's like Pat Flynn says in the introduction to all of his podcast episodes, put the time and effort now and reap the rewards later. And I think actually there's a lot of truth to that. Like identifying your ambition in the sense, do you want to start living a comfortable life right now? Or are you looking to go further and you're prepared that? But right now is a great time to invest time and energy so that I am able to have a bit more free time later. That's the scenario for us, because we know that right now, well, it's just the two of us. In the future, hopefully we will have a family so that then we will want to have a bit more time, because our goal is to be able to be home, the two of us, with our children. So what's your why? Ask yourself that. What's your why? Why is it personal? Is it material? Is it financial? Is it artistic? Do you want to be a writer who has your book on the New York Times bestseller list? Or do you just want to be able to make enough money on it? Does it matter if it's from a big publishing company, or is it the financial freedom that a self-published book might give you? Because let's say, so right now, as I am in the realm of writing my book, Get a Real Job, as I mentioned before, I have also a free webinar about this that you can find on charlesandellen.com, where I'm going through a little bit just the introduction of the book that can really just help you get started with some concrete tips on just how to get started with your business, basically. So charlesandellen.com, you'll be able to access that. But with regards to publishing, well, publishing is like self-publishing might give you 70%, whereas going through a publishing company, if you are an unpublished author, you are lucky if you might get 7% or maybe even 10 maximum, and you're not going to really get a very big advance. In many situations now, especially within the art niche, you might even be proposed a book deal that does not give you royalties at all. So what kind of a long-term investment is that? It's going to be a paid once and the money goes and okay, that's it. So it's really, really, what is the purpose of you creating? Is it, yeah, these different examples that I've given.
Yeah, and talking about the whys and the travel, I think it's also very important to, I don't know, maybe do the pros and cons of your life right now. Why do you want to travel? Is it because you are frustrated at something? Maybe you don't have the job you want, or maybe you don't live in the apartment you want, therefore you think travel will fix the thing. But maybe travel doesn't fix the problem. So you have to figure this out. I will say the first thing that would be nice is maybe if you plan to go somewhere, I will give an example. Maybe you dream to live in Thailand. Did you go in Thailand first? Did you travel there and see, can I see there? Because sometimes we realize that we are not so bad where we are from or where we are. And that's very important to see, because if you realize when you did the step, I want to live there for a year, or I want to start to travel for a living, and you realize that's not the right thing, I feel like I want to go back home or to go back where I'm from or whatever, you feel good. First, it will cost you a lot of money because, okay, now you don't feel like it will work and you want to go back and you have to start from zero. So really important to see, why do you want to travel? Is it because that's your thrives, that's what you feel like doing, and that's what you are meant for? Or is it because there is an underlying problems that you just want to escape?
Yeah, but also because, I mean, recognizing that where you are from might be better than you realize. I mean, in my case, I didn't realize it until I was away. I really didn't realize it. And in a way, I'm so happy I did travel, because it made me appreciate this little village where I'm from so much more. I don't think I would have appreciated it as much if I hadn't traveled. So again, you see, there are two sides to everything, really.
Yeah, but before working as a like digital nomad or whatever, like worker, traveler, you call it, you name it, whatever you want, you traveled by yourself for different purpose. Your purpose was not, I will work and travel on my art. No, you did travel. That's why I advise to people, travel first, maybe. And see if you feel like it and everything. And also, if you travel in good condition, and as I said again, like to be a tourist and to live a thing as a digital nomad is different. So that's why we need to think like quite seriously about it. Because me, when I was traveling for work, yeah, that's how I realized that where I was not so bad. So I think, yeah, it's pros and cons, of course.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. It was a little bit different format, where we wanted to just keep the beat up a little bit and just be really raw and real. That's maybe the same style as always, because we just want to be honest, share our experiences from having done all of these things. The things that we talk about in this podcast is always related to either the business side of things of what we're doing, or the artistic side of things, or like this case, just life experience and traveling, actually working and traveling in the same time, because we want you to be able to do this successfully and learn from our mistakes. That's how we learned in the beginning, by listening to others' stories. So let's just spread all of this love. If you feel that this was really helpful for you, please share it with your community, with your friends. If you put it in your own Instagram, use the hashtag Charles and Ellen, tag us, and we'll happily share that in our stories as well.